Why is it that there are women who seem to lead a charmed life when it comes to their career? Yes, they do put in the work, they are dedicated and driven, but there is an additional X factor that they have that propels them forward, powering their career to greater heights. I believe that X factor is emotional intelligence. Research shows that emotional intelligence is a critical skill for success at work. And these women, they have invested in building their EQ muscle. Hi, my name is Mucha Mlingo. I am an emotional intelligence practitioner and coach and self-awareness advocate. Welcome to the EQ at Work podcast. Connection is why we're here. It gives purpose and meaning to our lives. Brené Brown. Think back to a moment when you felt truly heard and understood. Maybe it was during a heartfelt conversation with a mentor or a friend who really saw you. How did it feel? Empowering? Comforting? Safe? In today's fast-paced world, meaningful connections often take a backseat to tasks, deadlines, and daily demands. Many professional African women, like you, find themselves so caught up in the doing that they miss the deeper impact of being present in relationships. I know that's been my experience. And the result? Missed opportunities for collaboration, trust, and influence. But I have some good news for you today. Emotional intelligence offers us the tools to cultivate stronger, more authentic connections in our professional lives. By mastering key EQ skills, you can deepen relationships, inspire trust, and create environments where people feel valued and heard. As the world celebrates Valentine's Day this month, in today's episode, we're going to explore three powerful ways to use emotional intelligence to strengthen workplace relationships. You'll learn how to cultivate empathy, heighten emotional awareness, and communicate with greater impact. Welcome to Season 4 of the EQ at Work podcast, the Professional African Women's Edition. This series is designed to inspire, motivate, and challenge you to leverage the power of emotional intelligence to increase impact and effectiveness at work, build and strengthen professional relationships, and achieve your big, hairy, audacious career goals. Season 4, Episode 3, The Heart of Connection, Building Relationships with Emotional Intelligence. Relationships are more than just the people we interact with daily. They're the fabric of our lives. They shape how we experience the world and how we impact those around us. Yet building genuine connections often feels challenging, especially when we're balancing the demands of leadership, career growth, and personal life. Think back to a time where you felt truly connected to someone at work. Maybe it was during a tough season when a colleague checked in on you, not out of obligation, but genuine care. Or perhaps you were that person offering a kind word or thoughtful support during a challenging project. Moments like these don't happen by accident. They're born out of intentional connection. At the heart of every meaningful relationship is emotional intelligence. EQ gives us the tools to show up fully, stay present, and connect with sincerity. Let's explore three powerful ways this week that you can use emotional intelligence to deepen your relationships. Here's the first tip: empathy, the bridge between hearts. I've interacted with a leader whose superpower was empathy. She truly saw people. In meetings, she wouldn't just focus on results. She paid attention to how people felt about the work. When tensions were high, She didn't rush to correct or reprimand. Instead, she'd ask questions like, "What's on your mind today?" That simple act of empathy often turned strained conversations into spaces where people felt safe enough to be honest. She truly is my hero, and when I grow up, I want to be just like her. Empathy is seeing beyond the words and connecting with the emotions underneath. It's not just hearing someone's concerns, it's feeling their experience. And the beauty of empathy, it invites trust. So how can you cultivate this in your life? Well, start small. Pause before responding. Get into the habit of asking great questions like, "What might this person need from me right now?" Lean into curiosity rather than assumption. Tip number 2, emotional awareness. Knowing yourself to show up better. A few months ago, as I was preparing for a high-stakes presentation, I felt the pressure rising. You know, that kind that makes your heart race and your mind second-guess every thought or decision. Rather than brushing it off, which is what I normally would do, I paused and checked in with myself. Why was I feeling this way? What was I afraid of? That moment of self-awareness shifted everything. I realized my anxiety wasn't about the presentation itself, but a fear of not meeting expectations. Naming that emotion allowed me to refocus and prepare with clarity. Emotional awareness helps us to understand our triggers and manage them effectively. When you're aware of your emotional state, you respond rather than react. This creates space for healthier conversations, whether you're navigating feedback at work or dealing with a moment of possible conflict. A simple practice: pause throughout your day and ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now?" Naming your emotions gives you power over them. When you name them, you tame them. Tip number 3, intentional communication, speaking with impact and care. There's a story of a colleague who once received tough feedback from her manager, but the way it was delivered made all the difference. Instead of blunt criticism, her manager said something like, "I believe in your potential and I want to see you thrive. Can we explore how you might grow from this?" It wasn't just what was said, it was how it was said. How it was said made all the difference for this colleague. Emotional intelligence transforms communication from transactional to transformational. Communicating with EQ means being intentional about both your words and your delivery. It's about balancing honesty with care, ensuring that your message uplifts rather than tearing down. One way to practice this: ask yourself before speaking, is what I'm saying helpful, truthful, and necessary? Relationships don't thrive by accident. They require presence, empathy, and emotional wisdom. When you choose to lead with emotional intelligence, you not only strengthen your connections, but also reflect the values of kindness, grace, and authenticity. This week, I challenge you to reach out intentionally. Send a thoughtful message, listen without distractions, or offer encouragement to someone in your circle. Small moments of connection can leave lasting impacts. Join me next time as we explore how emotional intelligence can transform professional communication. Until then, stay connected and keep showing up as your authentic self. You have been listening to the EQ at Work podcast, the Professional African Women's Edition, with me, Mucha Mlingo, emotional intelligence practitioner and coach and self-awareness advocate. This podcast is for professional women who are keen to leverage the learnable skill of emotional intelligence to increase impact and effectiveness, build and strengthen professional relationships, and achieve their big, hairy, audacious career goals. This year, I'm excited to introduce an additional episode each month, our Dream Chaser Interviews, a special feature spotlighting inspirational journeys of ordinary African women who dared to dream big and have achieved extraordinary success. These episodes will dive into their stories of resilience, lessons learned, and how emotional intelligence played a role in shaping their careers and lives. Designed to inspire and energize, these interviews are a celebration of courage, faith, and the power of pursuing your calling. Each Dream Chaser episode is a unique window into what's possible when we align passion with purpose and embrace our God-given potential. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss out on EQ tips and insights that will help you to power up your career with emotional intelligence, the soft skill that drives professional success.